And listening to that was Dr. Susan St. John, who is with the Child Poverty Action Group. Good morning to you.
Morena.
Is it now time where to increase the core benefit? That we seem to be seeing this policy of more grants, more one-off grants. Is that no longer sufficient?
Of course. This is an extraordinary situation. The supplementary hardship payments should be for exceptional needs, not for everyday use. We've got a government who seems keen on prioritising a bureaucratic, top-heavy, complex, mean-spirited approach to beneficiaries, at the same time as they're expecting them to go out and get work. It just isn't satisfactory at all.
Is the danger with the system of providing the grants as is needed that people will simply not apply because it's too complicated?
Well, they're applying because they're actually in desperate need, and the problem is that even that supplementary system isn't adequate. And after they've exhausted their opportunities there, of course, we're getting more pressure on the food banks and the budgeting services, and people are going further into debt. We've created a situation of a desperately vicious poverty trap for the very people who are the most needing of help and the least likely to be able to leap into a full-time job and support themselves, which seems to be the overarching intention of all of this.
Okay, so what sort of increase in the benefit is required? I think you recommended between 12 and 47% in the welfare report, did anyway.
That was the expert group on welfare, recommended that. We had no response at all from the government. There doesn't seem to be any intention to look at core benefits. So any increase is preferable to none, but what is needed is something immediately. We don't want something announced in the budget or part of an election program, because then it doesn't come in until next year. Something needs to be done immediately. One suggestion, for example, might be that they restart the winter energy payment, double it, restart it from the 1st of January in the recognition of the extra needs that many beneficiaries are facing.
That's okay, but we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, and to increase the core benefit over time obviously adds up pretty quickly. I mean, I think the working group talked about $5 billion a year for all of its policies. That sort of money means, well, if you look at the current fiscal situation, the government would be in deficit.
Well, we don't need to spend $5 billion. We can do a lot with a lot less. And we need to think about the priorities of what we're actually putting money into at the moment. So those very working age people who suffer from such an inadequate benefit system are being taxed to put $2 billion a year into the New Zealand Super Fund. We don't have the priorities right. We have an urgent situation developing that is going to get worse. It's a vicious cycle, and it will only get worse unless there's really dramatic action taken.
Dr. Susan St. John, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it this morning on Morning Report. That is Susan St. John from the Child Poverty Action Group.